NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, name's Wi-Fi. I belong to the Grom Collective and I produce music. I'm here to talk about my album Dishwash Cookie, which I recently released on the Totally Wired Show, or 95 BFM.
Why did you name your debut album Dishwash Cookie?
It's kind of a crack-up story behind it. I know a lot of names that I actually come up with for songs and for this album, actually, I have this random thought come to my head, and then those two words, you know, dishwash and cookie, kind of came together, and I was like, oh, that would make a great album name. But I think subconsciously it actually reflected, because I was washing dishes at the time, that was my job, and I really loved cookies, so it was kind of like one thing I hated, which was my job, and then one thing that I loved, which was cookies.
What is the first track you want to talk about?
So the first track that I want to talk about is Little Puppy Blue, which is, it almost kind of opens up the album when it comes in. It's the first time you kind of, you know, hear me singing properly. It's not as kind of drowned underneath the instrumentals like Where You Want to Be was. Just me kind of talking about depressive states that I've been in the past. Since I don't really go through depression anymore, I thought it'd be good to have, you know, reflect on how that, you know, what that experience was like for me.
And so instead they create like a space between each other as a means of trying to find a space for themselves. Does that make sense?
The second track that I want to talk about is Existential Crisis, which I guess is kind of similar themes to Little Puppy Blue, because you know, existential crisis, that's kind of a psychological state of just like, I don't know, really unpacking the existentialism of life. Or like, that was, I actually did that song a couple years ago, and it was like, must have been 4 a.m. in the morning, and I just kind of had this impulse. I was making this beat, the beat that's underneath the vocals, and it all came together so, you know, so easily. And then I just kind of decided to just, you know, lie down with the mic, and I had it through my Tascam, the tape recorder, and it was real, you know, game right up, so it's kind of really crunchy, and I was just going in this real deep hole of, you know, what's my purpose. The third track that I want to talk about is Find My Way Back Home, which was actually similar to the first two tracks that I just talked about. It was just, I guess, reflecting on the work situation I was in and looking at, you know, systems of employment and just being like, why do I subject myself to this? I mean, obviously, it's a means to acquiring reality, you know, through just having income. We'll be right back. So the fourth track I want to talk about is a track called Stay Present, which is earlier in the track list, and it's actually influenced quite a lot by Christoph Altruento, specifically off his album Self. I process the tracks, so a bunch of the instruments in the track actually process in such a way that it kind of sounds like it's going through Skype, because there's this cool kind of lo-fi aesthetic that you get. There's this weird filtering sound. As like a lot of the other tracks, I don't write any of the lyrics for these, so I just kind of just started yelling whatever was coming into my head. Just trying to be like, yeah, just stay present, not just like spin yourself into a loop in your head or whatever. So the last track I want to talk about is a track called Mo. It was a track that actually started off with me and my mate Seb, just him on the keyboards and I was on the bass. As we were going along, we were kind of like come up with different ideas, and there was just this whole succession of ideas that kind of came out, like changing the time signature up and then bringing a new motif in it. So if you listen to the track, underlying everything else was just me and him putting that piece together through the keys and the bass. And then I went to my good friend Eli, Afsid Kajigafi, and it's like, oh, I really want you to record drums over this. So we just set up a session where he did a few takes on the drums and then he got one that felt right. Once that instrumental came together, I went to my friend Fateh. I could really envision him kind of closing off this album and having his vocal on there. So I just brought him in, and same thing with the drums. He just kind of, you know, sat there and just improvised a few takes of vocals. I feel like this track actually sounds a lot different to the rest of it, and it kind of sticks out. It's kind of like, yeah, it shows like a bit of where I might go musically.
Goes and you flow and you be whatever you wanna be. no-show pain from a place where you always, I mean, you never regret. I don't even know, but this is feels right now. What I'm trying to say is,
was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.